Hey everybody, I'd like to welcome everybody to another exciting episode of Alfredo Sauce Bowl. That's right, throw it in the bowl, let's mix it up, let's get started, guys. All right, it's another exciting day here on the show, guys. Hope you're all listening in. It is 2:50 in New Mexico, Albuquerque, Thursday, June 25th. That's right, June 25th. It's a nice sunny day out here in New Mexico today, guys. Overcast coming. It's been like that the last couple of days. Nice sunny hot weather, cloudies, but hey, that's what you can expect out here in New Mexico. Very, very unstable weather patterns it has out here, guys. Living out here is really strange. But hey, the reason for my show today, I like to tell you guys about something interesting that I was talking about this morning with family and friends. And they were talking to me about these new tacos, basically in LA. I'm watching it right now on YouTube. Fooders Insiders, it's described to them. They're a good thing to watch on YouTube if you guys are watching or interested in food. Food Insider is a good one. I watch it myself. Haven't subscribed to them yet because basically getting back into the social media game. I'm a hermit per se, but hey, that's what you get for being a July baby, right? Hermit crab. But yeah, guys, these look like some tasty tacos actually that's on Food Insiders. If you like, you can subscribe to their page on YouTube. You can go to YouTube and subscribe and give them your support, Food Insiders. But basically, they're talking about on their shows these tacos in LA, in San Mateo, California. Forgive me for my Spanish, which is sad. I am a Hispanic, Mexican American. But very sad, but yes, forgive me. But Barilla Tacos, I believe is how it's pronounced or how you kind of pronounce it. Like I said, do forgive me if my Spanish is off. Basically, these tacos are traditionally made from goat meat. What this gentleman does different, he uses beef, but like he says, you can use anything. You can use chicken, pork, anything you like, but the traditional way is with goat. He uses beef. So with his own twist that he gives to it is that he fries his tacos in the juice that he marinates his meat in for hours. So after that, he cooks his meat in it. And let me tell you, these tacos look actually tasty. These are pretty good. And they have what's called a Maria taco. And what it is, it's a queso taco with cheese. So it has cheese, the meat, a fried taco with the juice poured over it. That sounds actually tasty. Man, food trucks, I love food trucks, man. How many listeners out there love food trucks? I bet there's a lot of listeners out there that just love food trucks, especially if you're from California as myself. Northern California, growing up, introduced to food trucks as a child. Awesome. I mean, you can find from tortas, tacos, enchiladas. You can find them out here in New Mexico, kind of a little bit harder. They are more expanding. They do have some taco trucks recommended that I've been recommended from friends and families. You can try the bus. Their Sanchez tacos that I heard is pretty good. They have actually a couple of them out here. Like I said, I'm not originally from the New Mexico area, so I really don't know too much about their food truck history here. I know that they do have some, and now they're popping up almost now everywhere because they have local pubs out here with all the new IPs coming out and the IP bars opening up and food trucks just hanging out and serving up their food to customers. People gotta make money too. I do apologize if the show is real quick, guys. I just made this show because I thought this was very interesting. And if you guys do go out there, I've heard that there is a taco truck out here that is like that and does tacos like that. So I do recommend get out there and try those tacos because they look awesome. And being a big guy and seeing that kind of stuff, man, just makes me interested and, you know, wants me to let you guys know about it too. Because like I said, who doesn't like food or food trucks? We're all human. We all have to eat some sort of nutrition for ourselves, our nourishment. But yeah, if you guys do have some time and you guys want to get out there, especially with now things being closed down. I have seen some food trucks still around, so I saw the bus the other day open. But yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. Another thing I want to talk to you about, to you guys, is COVID. Be careful if you are traveling. I hear some states are starting a 14-day quarantine. One I do know of is New York, so be careful if you are traveling to New York. I was listening to satellite radio this morning as I was driving to a family member's house, and they said, yes, if you are traveling to the New York area, you have to quarantine for 14 days. So if you're an essential worker like myself who has to do 2 weeks notice for a vacation, for just a week's vacation, out of the question, because when you get there, what's the point of even going if you have to quarantine for 14 days? I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to watch the city from your hotel window? Turn on YouTube, guys, if you want to do that. Me, myself, I say don't risk it. I'm a traveler myself. I've had traveled to a recent state recently. But I just make sure I play it safe, guys. I wear my mask. I do researches of places to stop. If they're high, I definitely wear my mask if I have to put gas or if I have to use the restroom. Yes, that too. Wear gloves, guys. I mean, yes, definitely wear gloves if you are out in a different area and you do have high concerns. If you're a germaphobe, yes, wear your gloves and your mask. Like I said, there are some high places. Like, I live in New Mexico. We're not that high. We're like in the 5,000s. And we do have cured cases. But like they said, now it's not a fact. Just because you get cured is not a... There is a possibility you could catch it again. But still, if you live in places like New Mexico, like I said, where we're not too high, just be sure that you find out what places you are traveling to. If they are a high place for COVID, do wear your mask. I highly suggest, especially being an essential worker like myself today. When I go to work, I put my mask on and sanitize my hands as soon as I get in there, guys. And I have sanitizer on me for every customer transaction that I do work through. All right. Every time when I go to the restroom, I wash my hands. So be sure to wash your hands for 20 minutes, guys. Or 20 seconds. That's right. 20 seconds, guys. Well, 20 minutes. Yeah, that you'd be seeing bone by then. Sorry about that, guys. Like I said, these are just raw broadcasts that I bring to you guys. Not much editing goes into them right now. As I get further into them, you will get some better podcast shows. But just for now, stick with me, guys. Like I said, right now I'm just chilling, getting ready for work. This is just my new thing. Reporting you guys some good shows as I get ready. Sadly, I do have another job. I do have other means of income that I have to make. I have like I said in one of my last shows, I am a single father, so I gotta pay the bills, guys. Sorry. I gotta pay the bills, but hey, why not have some fun in between all that? But I thank all you guys for tuning in. I also want to thank Anchor for helping podcast my shows and distributing my shows out there through Spotify and Apple Podcasting. And also, you can get the link from my Facebook. If you're a friend on Facebook and you just surfing and got some time and you want to listen in, just listen in to the shows, guys. Yeah, I'm going to... And hopefully, I'll have my 4th of July special show ready for you guys to go when 4th of July hits. So, and everybody be safe for that 4th of July weekend when it does come. I do live in New Mexico where we do have fire warnings and fire hazards. So, again, guys, we are getting close to the 4th of July. But other than that, guys, you know, stay safe and stay mixing it up, guys. And I hope to catch you again here listening in on the Alfredo Sauce Bowl. Have a good one, guys. See you guys later.